We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, ah!
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? John Michaels, get out of here. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. If you just heard our crossover with the midday guys, you heard that we're going to have a couple of detectives on. And these are two badasses. Really, they are, guys. We are looking forward to talking with both of these guys who are now on, I think, one of the coolest TV shows, as Mike said, because it showcases our city and things around the city that you may be aware of. But some of their cool cases now being documented on this television show called ATL Homicide, or ATL Detectives, I think it is.
No, it's ATL Homicide. You got it right. It's on TV One.
TV One.
Vince Velasquez, David Quinn are going to stop by. Again, my wife, she's always looking for new
Mondays.
Procedural cop dramas, so she found this, turned me on to it, and I said, after binge-watching a couple episodes, and then Carl watched three the other night.
Yeah, man. I couldn't stop. You know, when you get into some of these shows, you end up falling asleep, and I'm like, what did I miss? But those guys are going to stop by along the way here in the next 20 minutes. We will talk plenty about the Falcons. Rumor has it, Tack McKinley is supposed to be suited up and ready to play, so we'll get into that. And today we'll talk a little bit about Freeman. Devontae Freeman coming off of two sessions last year where he was in the concussion protocol. And now with the new helmet rules, how concerned are you about how he plays the game? We'll get into all of that. But let's start, Mike, with these Braves, man. We left yesterday, that day-night doubleheader. Mm-hmm. They lose in the afternoon, but, boy, they come back. And you talk about, you know, clutch in the ninth inning. And it was a guy that struggled, but since the All-Star break, I don't know if people realize this, Ender Inciarte's hitting .328 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, ever since, and especially once the trade deadline went down and we picked up Adam Duvall from the Reds, and he was told basically that you'll be hitting against righties, it's almost like that lit a fire. Now, as Dave O'Brien pointed out from The Athletic a few weeks back, he's always been a better second-half player with the Braves. But Ender last night, if you didn't see it, a two-run triple as they take out the Nats 3-1, and they needed that one. As we said, don't want to start losing some ground on the Phillies.
Well, I just think, you know, you saw it when he gets that big knock, how guys are reacting. This is a big series, and we said it. The Braves know it. You saw the Nationals yesterday afternoon when they got that W. They realized what this series could potentially mean down the road. Braves have 52 games to play, guys. Still a game and a half back, but you need to at least split, as I said yesterday, and hopefully you win this series and you feel really good about yourself. But it's just good to see Ender coming through in a big spot like that. Markakis, again, coming up with the knock, getting on base. So lots to get to with the Braves. And Sean Newcomb, for all that was talked about, guys, looked damn good last night. Six innings. He gave us exactly what we needed. Mike, I asked you at the end of the show yesterday. I said, what do you want from Sean Newcomb? He said, can he go seven? He almost did. Six strikeouts. He only walked two guys last night. But for Newcomb now, in his past three starts, a 1.31 ERA. He has been solid.
Yep, and then A.J. Minter closes it out as well. And that's one thing, you know, we've been worried about with Vizcaino and not really knowing the status and when he's coming back. And Minter, how did he respond after, you know, blowing a save opportunity? He gets right back on that bicycle or that horse, whatever metaphor you want to use, and he got the job done last night.
All right, man. Want to hear from you guys. You can always follow us across all social media platforms. It's 929 The Game. It is also this show at Dukes and Bell 929. You can follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. We'd love to hear from you guys. And, of course, you can always text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Now, Mike and I were talking about this. I know, you know, we try not to blow it because everybody doesn't watch it the night it comes out. But we're a fan of Hard Knocks. We said this. And when the Falcons were on Hard Knocks a few years back, we were fans. You know, we wondered how our team would be portrayed. Last year, remember, it was Tampa, and everybody's like, wow, Tampa's going to take a step backwards. This year, it's the Cleveland Browns. Guys, when you go back and look at the Browns draft, first pick after first overall pick after first round pick, and there's been no progress. And, Mike, as you watched this last night, you know, everybody's talking about, and I tweeted it out today as well this morning, is Jarvis Landry, who, by the way, killed us when he was with the Dolphins and they came to Mercedes-Benz last year. But I don't know if you consider him to be one of the top receivers, but everyone's talking about this rant he goes on in the wide receivers room.
Yeah, don't want to give it away, but just some of the stuff is already out there, and you can get the capsules if you don't have HBO. I know some guys get on us, I ain't got no HBO. All right, well, many of us do. But on Hard Knocks, it was interesting last night because Jarvis Landry basically takes over the wide receiver meeting room and says, look, man, you guys got to quit dogging it with the injuries. We got to get guys out there, and if you're not getting reps, somebody else got an increased chance of getting injured. And he basically sounded like a coach. And it's interesting because I was on Twitter today talking about it, and our buddy Pete Prisco from CBS Sports said, oh, a lot of Dolphin folks would feel that that's a bit disingenuous. I don't know who to believe in Miami, if it's Adam Gase. Oh, I know he ran a lot of guys out of that team, and we're going to see what they can do now. But I thought Jarvis Landry looked like a guy that knew what it was about, you know, trying to get this team's culture in the right direction. And one of the other things last night, you and I were just talking about it off the air. I mean, Hugh Jackson's dealing with a lot. Loses his mother, loses his brother in the span of 2 weeks. He's got all that going on. In addition, he had one in 31 in his run with the Browns. And now you got Todd Haley as the offensive coordinator. And there was an issue that came up about how you handle injuries. And Todd Haley's like, look, we got to stop babying these guys, in essence. And it was good drama. That's why I love it. I wish we had it for the Falcons every year. Carl, I know the teams hate it.
Yeah, they do.
But it's the best soap opera because reality is the best TV in some cases.
And, you know, for someone who doesn't have a rooting interest in that team.
Right.
I don't care what the Browns do, but I am curious to see what Baker Mayfield does and some of these other characters on that team as the season plays out. And I'll be real with you guys. I mean, the you know, fantasy football aspect of this, you might not take any Browns, but you might, has you watching guys you normally wouldn't watch.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got all this drama building. And we've talked to Hugh. Hugh's a good guy over the years. I think he is a really good quarterback's coach. He's proven that. He's worked with guys, and they've gotten better. Is Hugh Jackson a great head coach? And that's still yet to be determined. So now all these things have changed, Mike. You know, they've gone with new general manager. Mm-hmm. They've changed the front office. They've changed the philosophy. All these things. Now they're going to the metric side of things. At the end of the day, you got to win games. And I don't know if they're going to this season, but you're right. There is a lot of drama there. As far as Jarvis Landry, what do you think he is? Well, I mean, is Jarvis a top 10 receiver? They're paying him like one.
I mean, he makes unbelievable circus catches. He's a poor man's Odell Beckham. I mean, he's one of the leading receivers as far as receptions, total receptions. You know, I mean, you got to go back to the delivery system. You had Jay Cutler in there last year. You know, and before that, Ryan – and I still don't believe in Ryan. And there's a lot of Dolphin fans don't believe in Ryan Tannehill. But I know the guy's capable of being a big-time, big-money receiver. We'll see how this develops, because if he and Baker Mayfield eventually can hook up, that could be the beginning of, if you're a Browns fan, hopefully a long history of those guys making things happen.
Yeah, and I'll say this, too. I've heard guys, you know, today hit me back, and they're like, Dukes, if that was me, somebody would have got punched in the face. Not in those meeting rooms. If that's Julio doing that with the Falcons, nobody's saying anything.
Well, don't forget now, we're going to find out in next week. As Carl said, it's just exciting because it's football, and it's, like, real, okay? And it's sometimes you wonder if guys are playing to the cameras or they're not affected by it. There was a lot of stuff that I was blown away made it to the cut last night. But anyway, Corey Coleman, one of those guys that was getting called out last night on Hard Knocks, he got traded. He's a former first-rounder. So that's one dude. Another guy who's an idiot, I don't have to tell Florida Gator fans, they're off screwed up. Callaway got popped for weed. So you got a lot of guys in that wide receiver room that are idiots, or at least not putting the effort in, because one ain't on the team and one's about to never be in football again.
The biggest thing I got from it, and we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 here on Dukes and Bell, is practice matters. What? No, Dukes, it doesn't matter. Those reps don't matter. You don't have to be there. Jarvis Landry's right about that. How do you get reps, Mike? You got to be on the field. You got to be on the field. So from my standpoint, I don't care about what he said to those guys and if they took it personal. Right. From an NFL standpoint, he's right. You got to be on the field to take reps. I don't care if you're hurt, holding out, it's not personal, or for some other reason, okay? That's the reality. The only way you get better is if you're out there.
We got plenty of NFL to talk about, guys, including what's going on with our Falcons. Also, the Raiders not ruling out trading Khalil Mack? Or is that just a lot of bluster as this weird holdout continues?
No, listen, I think, you know, Gruden has come in there and said there's a certain expectation for certain guys. And if you don't think that you can live up to whatever that expectation is for him, he doesn't think Khalil Mack was great last year. I mean, he doesn't. You know, he came in. Remember, I think it was the rookie season, then a big second year, and everybody's going, oh, he's the next big thing. I think this is some posturing going on by the Raiders, but I would not be surprised if they moved him because Gruden doesn't play that stuff.
Yeah, I was reading that today. So we'll get your full NFL blitz coming up. And, again, a lot of fun and shenanigans. Also, today I got a buddy. Mikey's heading out to Vegas, and I gave him that envelope, Carl.
Did you?
Yeah, $500 on the Falcons at 16-1. That pays $8,000. We're in it. We not only are we season ticket holders, we are invested emotionally and financially with this team.
We will see. We almost were there, guys. A couple of years back on a whim, we made our trip out there. Mm-hmm. That particular trip, we were together. Put some money down on the Falcons. That was the year we go to Super Bowl. That was the year we go to halftime, and I'm thinking, we in the money! We in! And at the end of the night, I was ripping the ticket up. But you know how that played out.
Last year, we were looking at $9,000 each if the Falcons won the Super Bowl, because the odds were even longer last year. Which, yeah. And again, it ended in misery for us in Philly. But I'm in it to win it, brother. And honestly, especially off the comments of Matt Ryan and some of the stuff that we heard from the guys, the last couple of sound bites we played the last few days, I'm believing. So I'm committed for $500. $500, Joe. I'm in it to win it. That's $8,000. And once again, Squid Billy, Craig, and all other 15 guys that work on this show on a rotational basis, if we win the Super Bowl, we're all going to Vegas. On me.
Let's give somebody a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
I wasn't going to screw that up. He said on him. Base is the word. B-A-S-E. Base.
Base. How low can you go?
All right. Text that to 72881. 72881 for your chance to win. As our national signing bonus continues, guys, message and data rates do apply. Do not text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. Hey, coming up. We'll get into this Joe Simpson deal where, if you didn't hear, Joe Simpson took a shot at one of the Nationals players. He may be the best young player in the league. Some people think he is. I'm still riding with Acuña. That was neither here nor there. When you start questioning guys is, you know, where they're from and how old they are, people get offended. And that's what happened with the Nationals. But I do commend Mike Rizzo, the general manager, for doing this face to face.
Right.
We'll talk about it coming up, so stay tuned. Hey, coming up next, though, if you are like us, and again, you watch TV, you watch some of these cool shows, there's nothing bigger right now than all of these shows that are being filmed right here in Atlanta. And, Mike, this is a show that hits home because these guys that we're about to come on here in about 10 minutes, they've solved a lot of cases right here in the ATL. And this is a cool show simply because, again, it showcases our city. Now you're going, well, who wants to watch that? It's entertaining. And so we'll let you in on what these guys are doing, how this all came about, by the way. Because, you know, just imagine you're doing your job and then somebody says, you guys want to do a TV show?
Could you imagine a reality show based on this office with all the drama that goes on here? Holy moly.
We'd get good ratings, I think.
I think it'd be a ratings grabber. I think I'm with you, brother.
All right, man, stay right there. It's on TV One. It's one of our favorite shows, and the guys that started it are going to join us next.
Yeah, boy.
Base, how low can you go?
It is Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening. We got our man Kent Bazemore. He's going to stop by coming up at 2:40, man. So stay there. Baze has got his annual charity event going on. He's got the Uno tournament coming up. Played in that a couple of years back. It's a lot of fun, and he's got the golf thing happening as well. So Baze will stop by, and we'll talk Hawks and obviously LeBron and a bunch of other things. But right now, Mike, you know, you wonder when you watch shows, wonder if they're really as cool as they seem to be.
Right.
And these two guys are absolutely as cool as their show is. And if you're not familiar with it, here's the deal, guys. We love the A. It's all about representing the ATL. And these two gentlemen not only did it professionally for a long time, but now they're doing it through another medium, and that's television. Their new show, ATL Homicide, on TV One.
Right, and join us live in studio, former detectives for the APD. It's David Quinn, Vince Velasquez, live in studio. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having us, Mike.
Now, we were joking around just off the air. Why do you even have to have actors playing you guys? Because it's not like you guys are in your 70s or anything, right? You just recently retired.
You know, okay, so I don't know that I could do as good a job as our guys did.
David and I, you know, we have a lot of patience to work cases, but I don't know. We have a lot of patience to act out all the things
tight,
that they...
We need some young skin on this game. Right,
like, if they said cut, we'd probably leave.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, listen, and the show, but guys, if you're not familiar, again, this is based on real cases that these dudes solved. And the show kind of, you know, every hour, every show is about an hour long, but it showcases how this whole thing played out. And listen, this is not just, you know, who did it, all right, this is how it happened. There's some crazy twists that have happened to some of these cases. I mean, obviously, you guys, you lived it. This is real life. So, sure. I mean, as I'm watching it, it's playing out in my head like, wow, I would have never thought that. Obviously, there are a few cases that stand out in this. What can you talk about this season?
You know, this season is 12 episodes, and next Monday on August 13th will be episode 6. Mm-hmm. And these cases, every one of them, all the victims, no matter where they were from, we worked the cases the same way they're portrayed. They mattered. And that's one thing that was important to David and I, to make sure that when we, you know, it's not a portrayal of us. It's more so a portrayal and a representation of these victims. And Dave can chime in a little bit on, you know, how we got down and how we met and how we work.
Well, what we do, our thing was all about love for the families, the families that get left behind. So when we came to the homicide unit in the year 2000, we made detective one day. The next day, they sent us to the homicide unit. Me and this cat, I see the brown brother over to my right. I'm like, yo, man, we need to get with this. These old cats don't know what's up. We loved them, but the bottom line was we smelled something different. We had to go out in these streets, embrace our community. And what we found out when we got out there, people love the way we incorporated the whole community into solving of the case. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have an episode on Monday night, 10 o'clock, 9 central on TV1. There's a case where we actually have the brother. He asked to go out and work the case the first 24 hours. We let him go do it.
Whenever
what?
You heard that
we
happen.
Let him go do it. You know,
we baptized him, basically, said, hey, listen, if we got nothing right now.
We
got
nothing.
No clues, nothing. So if you're saying you can go out and get us some information, do it.
Wow.
The old cats, at first, they were like, who are these young bucks? It was the year 2000, the millennial. Who are these kids coming in here telling us what's up? We love them, and we showed them it's all about the community and the protection of our witnesses. Witness cultivation is so important. You can't put Pope folks on blast. Mm-hmm. They want the bad people out of the neighborhood. That's a misnomer about the no snitching.
Everybody wants to be safe.
Everybody wants to be safe. Their mama to walk through the store and get a loaf of bread.
You know, whether you pay taxes or you get money on the government dole, it doesn't matter. You deserve to be safe. And I'll tell you a story that a lot of people don't know. It won't show in this series. Homicide detectives aren't usually promoted to homicide. Usually you go to burglary, you go to auto theft, you go somewhere else and you work your way up. We thought they made a mistake when they handed us these gold shields in 2000. I thought I was getting pranked. Like, I'm thinking, okay, this is a funny joke, right? I'm not really promoted yet. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to homicide.
Day watch.
This guy right here, we are working with the veterans. We're working with the legends of homicide. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, and of course, we're the new guys on the block, and you would have thought we had the plague. You couldn't get near us because people are like, oh, my God, those guys, they got the cooties. Get away from me, you know. Fast forward a couple years in, and me and this guy got it. We started, you know, understanding that, hey, man, we're in this together, right? I like this job. He likes his job. And we started to learn. We started to get better. And we soon found the veterans were coming to us asking us for help. And, I mean, how flattering was that?
We love those guys.
We found our calling. I mean, for us, me and this guy here never, not one day in our careers, took a test to get promoted. We stayed detectives. We could have been sergeants, lieutenants, captains, who knows, chief of police, but we didn't want to.
We love
you
them
get promoted, promoted, you leave the unit. Right. That's how much we like what we do.
And that's what really shows on the show, guys. If you hadn't seen it yet, ATL Homicide. Again, we've got David and Vince who worked the streets here in Atlanta for years, and now one looks like he's semi-retired. We'll talk about what you guys have been doing since you left APD in a second. But it's that natural chemistry, you know, which I think, you know, we have it on our show, and you've got to have it in your job. Otherwise, if you don't like the guy you're working with, it obviously makes it a grind.
That's right. That's right. We are, we are who we are. Like, we didn't ask to be partners, and, you know, this is a story I think I told at either his retirement party or mine, and he's probably tired of hearing this. But, I mean, I think at some point in life, things happen. People come together. And you realize, you know, it's a gift, you know. And this guy, he's my brother. Like, this is
no doubt.
You know, like, I don't know if our blood is really compatible, if I can donate to him.
Nah,
but that's my brother nonetheless. You know, I've got two kidneys, and if he needed one, he's got it.
It's done. David, now, both of you guys have your own specific skill set. Now, on the show, and I'm laughing at this because I'm like, you were the guy they said could talk your way into anything. You had people that didn't want to talk. You made them talk. You got stuff out of them. And Vince, you were a guy, was a tech guy maybe before. A lot of people were using the tech stuff to use and solve crimes.
He's the first. Vince was the first one in our unit to use cell phone technology. This brother arrived to work every day in a spaceship. I'm around the way, brother. You know what I mean? I'm a rumble tumble. I love the housing projects. I married a girl from Perry Homes, the biggest housing project in Georgia. I love that woman. And I'm saying that's what I'm from. I'm about them streets. Vinny, we brought that thing together because of the passion, the passion of serving our people in Atlanta. We love Atlanta. That's our city. You know, we got this new sister for a mayor. We love her. And we're trying to make sure people understand how we did it. TV One understood that we wanted to tell our story the way we tell our story. Nothing varnished or changed. They said, we're going to let you be who you are. Tell your own diaries. And that's what we did.
It's a great show, guys. That's why we're trying to help you to it. I think you guys trust our judgment. We try to turn you on to some new programming. TV One is the network. It is ATL Homicide. I'm talking with the detectives who basically star it. It's their live stories that are out there. How do you like the way it's come out? I mean, the finished product. How happy are you?
Lovely, lovely. I mean, we couldn't. We've seen the rough cuts, and, you know, the finished product is 10 times better than the rough cut. I mean, from the production quality to the sound to the acting, and everybody's acting, not just the guys that play us. I mean, to the bad guy actor and the witness actors. I think they did a really good job. And, you know, if you notice, we always try to include a real-life family member to show, you know, the devastation and show how serious this is. It's not about, you know, David and I, we are not about, like, it's not like we're patting ourselves on the back. We've never been that way. You know, one thing you mentioned, like, you know, he's the guy that can go out and, you know, charm the, you know, pants off of a polar bear. But at the same time, anybody we spoke to, and he mentioned that earlier, from the victim to the victim's family to the bad guy's family, we treat him with respect. So I think the show is a good representation of us. We have a hand in some of the production. We have a hand in the scripts. So we have a say. And it's important for us to have that say, and I think it's a good job so far.
All right, so, you know, from a TV standpoint, I'm watching and I'm going, there had to be times that you're on the verge of solving one of these cases and your life was in jeopardy. Was that ever the case where you track somebody down and all of a sudden now it's real?
Those doors were real, bro. I mean, it was sometimes, and with the grace of God, you know, me and Vince knocked on some doors where things could have went other ways, but we love our people, and it was always someone on the other side of that door to talk sense into the fool that might have been doing something stupid. We embraced our homicide investigations community. If you're a homicide detective in America, you've got to embrace community. It's not ego. You got to put your ego on the shelf because cops have egos. You know, when that brother of our victim comes up and says, I can find out what happened in this case on my brother that got killed, we're like, what? But, you know, let's take a chance on this. Mm-hmm. Let's take a flyer on this guy and see what happens. If you watch the show on Monday, you'll see actually what happened.
You know, let me add to that. I got a really quick, funny story. Right before he retired, we knock on a door with another detective. And we open the door. There's like an AK-47 leaning up. There's some music playing. We go into another room. There's a gun on the table. So, you know, we're pulling our guns out, you know. So imagine these three old guys, right, like stepping through this kitchen. And we look back at this other guy. I won't mention his name because we love him to death. And he's doing the one-legged hop trying to get this little 38 off of his ankle. So we're like, pause, hold up, stop. Everybody, let's back out of here. I'm like, bro, can you get this gun out? Can you get it out? I mean, come on. We're about to get shot here, over here.
It took so long for them to get it out, them jokers jumped out the window and left all
they
the shoppers
there. They
in
left
there,
all man. The dope. They left. You know, we were there for a homicide warrant. They,
you know what I mean?
You know,
thank God.
There's a burning cigarette in the ashtray. We're like, okay, you know. Sorry, guys. We're sorry we couldn't arrest you right now. We're waiting on our partner to get his gun out of his holster.
I just don't want it to get lost, though. The families, every family loses. The suspect's family and the family of our victim. We always encumbered those family members, even of the accused, with hospitality. We had open doors. Mm-hmm. First thing we would do when we had somebody as a suspect, go see his mama who raised him. Mama, your son, you know, he did this. We need to talk about this. And that way, you know, unfortunately, she may have a son or a relative get killed years later, and you've established that relationship. We love Atlanta.
That's one of the episodes you just watched the other night where you find remains in the kid. You know, made a few wrong turns. Wasn't a bad kid overtly. Got tied up in the drug trade. And, again, you're telling the human side of the story, yet obviously it still makes for great drama. It's Vince Velasquez, David Quinn with us live in studio, guys. It is ATL Homicide is the show. Carl and I always joke around about this. From your experience, the husband always did it, right?
You know, one would think, you know, if you look. Actually, I don't know. The last episode, if you missed it, I won't ruin it for you, but there's a husband in this one. And I think two before that was a husband. And, you know, that's common sense, you know. Always got to look at the spouse. Right. Always.
It's crazy, man. This show is really entertaining. But more importantly, guys, you know, and I think when the show started, I'm watching, you know, and it's like, I think it's your voice, Dave, and you're like, Atlanta has an underbelly. And I'm like, whoa, you know, you're capturing me right now. But there is, man. We love how this city has grown, what mm-hmm. it's become, what it is now. It's one of the, you know, it's an international city. No, all these TV shows, movies are being done here. There's so That's much right. going on. The music world, entertainment. Mm-hmm. But they're also, this is the other part of it. And we live in a big city where real stuff happens.
We're
and,
a real city.
You right, know? Right where we're at right now, stuff happens right here. People have no clue. Not far from where we're sitting today, mm-hmm. you know, homicide cases we've handled in the middle of Buckhead, the middle of downtown, midtown. It's not just, you know, the disenfranchised neighborhoods, you know. And are we safe? You know, for the most part, we're all safe, you know, but there's some real bad people out there. And people, you know, and you, when you watch the series, you're going to see it goes from the spectrum. It goes from this side of the city to the other side of the city and all in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's, check it out, Mondays. By the way, what are you guys doing now? I know you're retired, Vince.
I'm a consultant. I have my own consulting firm, do security consulting, have many clients, and then the show. Mm-hmm. And we're doing some other media adventures as well.
Okay, man.
And I'm just, I actually consult with the city of Atlanta. I retired after 30 years.
Congrats.
And I'm there if they need me in a homicide unit to kind of, you know, mentor and help young detectives find their way. Other than that, we're looking for what's next, chapter 2, 3, and 4. That's what we're looking for.
Now, full disclosure. So, you know, Mike said this off the air, but he shared it on the air. My brother was in the military police officer. Mm-hmm. Mike's dad was a detective.
Awesome.
We have sponsored and been a part of, you know, Atlanta Police Department events, whether it's, you know, charity events, whatever.
Right.
We love the men and women who serve our city, but we appreciate what you guys are doing to put the message out there.
That means a
we
lot. Thank you.
That means a whole lot, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Well, don't be strangers, man. We'll get you in.
We'd love to be back.
Thanks for having us.
Talk some football.
By the way, first show in Atlanta to embrace you guys.
First show.
Right here.
2.9.
Right here.
The game. That's what's up.
Number one.
All right,
92.9.
Man. Appreciate y'all. Hey, guys, more to get to. Kent Bazemore is going to stop by. We told you these cats are entertaining. Check out the show. Mm-hmm. It's on TV One Monday nights. It is Dukes and Bell, and big shout-out to those guys, man. Again, the show is called ATL Homicide on TV One. David and Vince for stopping by. Right now, though, in studio, and guys, we will tell you the latest on the Falcons coming up in our NFL Blitz segment here in about 20 minutes. The latest with Tack and whether or not he looks like he's going to play, and more about the Braves. But right now, our man Kent Bazemore in studio with us. You say it again.
Baze!
How low can you go?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Another day, man. Another day.
Well,
and you're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, it's good to see. Yeah, lots of changes obviously have happened with our Atlanta Hawks. Changes at the arena are going on. Guys, believe it or not, we are right around the corner from training camp. Things are going to be starting here pretty soon. But Baze has come in to talk to us about some other things that are going on with his foundation and his charity events. But you've been busy. What's been happening? Give us what's the summer been like?
Training, more training. Working on the body and the mind. 1 year anniversary last month. Went out to mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Spent some time with the wife and just growing up. You know, in this big world. Mm. Yeah.
You didn't go to Maui, did you?
Yeah, I went to Maui and Kauai.
Nice.
That's the best place on the earth, man. I love Hawaii.
It's nice.
Didn't get as buck wild on the wedding as, was the last time we had you in your studio, we talked about Steph Curry's party.
Yeah.
That wedding party.
Yeah. That was a good time. Now, you know, I'm kind of, I just turned 29, so I'm going to get on the other side of the hill as far as the partying.
The adult tip.
I can't do it like I used to, man.
Well, Kent Bazemore in studio with this guy's Atlanta Hawk. And obviously, he's a guy that's giving back to his community. I remember when you signed your deal here, and you were like, I'm so happy to be here in Atlanta, and I want to give back. And we were like, okay, cool, because we all like to wait and see, and you right. have done that. Yeah. And now you're back again this year with the golf tournament and the Uno tournament.
Yeah, we got Uno coming up this weekend, Saturday night, the Westside Cultural Arts Center from 7 to 10. The past 2 years, we've had 10-year-old and 11-year-old win it, so... Hopefully, the 12-year-old wins it this year. So, and it was all about the kids, you know, having them come out and have a good time and, you know, getting people together, have a good time, raising money for a good cause.
Where is the golf tournament going to be this year?
The golf tournament is Monday, 9 a.m. Shotgun start at Dunwoody Country Club.
Okay. Yep. How's your game, by the way?
I'm down to a 10.
Wow. 10,
yeah, I started the summer at a 14-6. I'm down to a 10-2 now.
See, that's okay. Why you got to keep score, guys. I mean, yeah. I mean, seriously, Carl, you got to know your handicap. Vincent Kent Bazemore from your Atlanta Hawks with us here live in studio. Get more details. Just be Googling Kent Bazemore Uno Tournament. You find out what's going on with that and all the other events that he's got going on. The team, by the way, how much did you follow the draft? What was going on in the offseason?
Here and there. You know, this summer I kind of had my head down, just plugging away, trying to get back, you know, to who I am, you know, mostly in between the years and, you know, getting my confidence back, getting my body stronger and, just working hard, ready to lead these young guys.
Kent, as we talk about, you know, what the Hawks did, and I don't know if you watched the draft, how much attention you paid, or somebody texted you and was like, yo, did you see what happened? What'd you think of the Trey Young pick?
I like Trey, man. He's a young kid, super hungry, and obviously an explosive scorer. Mm-hmm. You know, range unlimited. So I'm ready to kind of, you know, get him out there on the floor and, you know, watch him grow.
I mean, theoretically, the guy can draw, get the ball, use some space, and create some good looks for you.
Yeah, he's a great passer, especially with his offhand. I think it's an underrated thing, you know, people really don't talk about, you know, because a lot of times teams are going to send him to his left hand, and it's good to see that he can, you know, make any kind of pass, you know, on the floor with his left hand. So that's going to be good for us.
Have you seen Torrey in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, TP's getting after it. You know, obviously on Instagram, a lot of guys, post their workouts and stuff, and I've been following – texting them, keeping them in touch. And John Collins is having a huge summer. Bembry, a lot of guys. Kevin Herter is back on the court. Amari Spellman has been in the gym every day.
Now, Herter we hadn't seen. Can he shoot it?
Oh, man. He's a player. You know, he's an underrated guy in the sense that, you know, he knows how to make plays. He can put the ball on the floor. You know, you heard a lot of Klay Thompson comparisons coming out of Maryland. You know, Klay got really good at, you know, making that pocket pass, all the tight pin downs and, you know, Kevin showed glimpses of that, you know, not only in college, but, you know, in his workouts, he's been doing well, plays a great pace, and, you know, a big guard, you know, a 6'6", and can really shoot it.
It is Kent Bazemore with his guys in studio. And
Bates!
You were there in Golden State when they were putting the pieces together. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously you've got a career here with the Hawks. You got the contract. But, I mean, you see the similarities. Why people are saying we're kind of Golden State East after we were kind of San Antonio East. We had a bud here.
I think Brandon Travis Lincoln was, you know, a great thing. You know, because he's been there. He's been there he was out in Golden State for a long time. You know, kind of helped them get up and going. Now he has a clean slate, and he basically cleaned house and got the guys in here that he feels can turn this thing around, and he's still building.
Well, I tell you, when you look at, you know, the growth of all these young guys, the reason why I bring up Torian last year at the end of the season, man, I think he really showed a lot of people offensively what he could do. It was like, where did this come from? He can fill it up.
Yeah, I mean, once, you know, I kind of went down for the rest of the year and Dennis was in and out of the rotation, you know, he had to be the guy next up to kind of, you know, put the team on his back and had some 30-point games there late in the year, you know, shooting the crap out of it. And it's good to see a guy like that. You know, get that opportunity, you know, regardless of how the year ended. He ended on a high note and is rolled right over into the season. He's working hard as ever, getting his body ready and working on his game.
When you hear news like LeBron goes to L.A., do guys in the league, do you text your boys and be like, really? Or is it like, cool? I mean, what's the reaction?
Well, for me, I think he's in a different space mentally as far as where he is in his career. He's really big off the court and how he likes to run his company, really big in the movies, and he's already working on producing some films out there in L.A. And, you know, what a great decision, you know, for a guy that, you know, has accomplished a lot, done a lot for the game. It's good to see that, you know, he's more than an athlete, he's more than a basketball player, and I think that's the example he's trying to show.
It's Kent Bazemore with us live in studio, guys. NFL Blitz coming up at 3, plus what's the latest with the Falcons? And what's the latest with our new coach? What do you think of Lloyd Pierce? How much time you got to spend with the man?
He's a busy man right now, you know, expecting a child here any day. And he's a great guy. You know, we stayed in touch throughout the summer. He's checked in, and he's a fiery guy, defensive-minded guy, and he's ready to get after it. He's ready to come down and you know, start getting us ready for this long haul.
Yeah, we had Coach on, and when he first got the job, obviously, and he's just, you know, seems like a really enthusiastic guy, but he was like, look, we're going to play defense. I'm like, oh, okay, Coach, know, is he really?
He's serious. Yeah, he's intense, man. I like it. You know, it's, and that's what you need as a young team. You need somebody that's going to kind of be rigid with you and, you know, heard the cattle, heard the guys in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to, you know, working with him and learning a lot from him and trying to, you know, be that glue guy between, you know, the coaches and the younger guys.
It is Ken Bazemore, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. You've been to a United game this summer? You had a chance to take one in?
I just went this past weekend. They ended up tying. But it was good to see Martinez in action and my guy Julian Gressel. Made some great passes. They got a good team. They got a good thing going over there. It's very exciting to watch. And they've done a lot for Atlanta as a whole. You know, they set the tone, you know, for teams having a great year. The Braves are doing well now. Mm-hmm. And the Atlanta Dream, shot the Atlanta Dream, Coach Nicky Collin. You know, so Falcons should have a good year this year. And then, you know, it's all up to us.
It's a good time to be in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it's a good time, man.
You get the hard hat down there, but then you do any work down there at Phillips in the offseason?
So I'm a guy that kind of likes to see it all at once, you know.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, they post it here and there. I kind of just, like, flip by it. You know, I want to see it all at once and, you know, soak it all up.
The finished product.
Yeah, that practice facility is bananas,
though.
Oh,
man, it's nuts.
I mean,
have you done the hyperbaric chambers and all that stuff they got, the sleep deprivation?
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation. What do you call it?
Sensory deprivation. Yeah.
You don't want to have any sleep deprivation.
Yeah, sensory deprivation, yes. You know, all this stuff is good for the body, you know, with how strenuous athletics is. It's good to kind of get in there and recover. Steam room, sauna, cold tub, hot tub. Float tank, whatever you need. They got it over there for us.
Ken, let's talk about it one more time so people know. And I'm trying to get out there for the Uno tournament. Can a brother get an invite?
Man.
Hey, so this is going down again this weekend. Join 92.9 The Game and Ken Bazemore of the Atlanta Hawks. It's the third annual Arms Foundation weekend. It begins Saturday, August 11th. It's the Celebrity Uno tournament. It runs from about 7-11, guys. But the deal is Ken does such a great job of putting on this. It's a class act. And it's a lot of fun. As I said, I participated a couple of years ago. It's at the Westside Cultural Arts Center. And then on Monday, we've got the golf tournament that's happening at Dunwoody Country Club. So for more info, guys, it's armsfoundation.org.
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to, you know, raise some money. You know, LeBron kind of stole my idea, to be honest. But that's, you know.
Which one are we talking about?
The I Promise School. Like, that's, you know, I always wanted to build an academy. And that's why I started this foundation, was to give back in more ways than one, and I think giving kids an opportunity to learn, you know, more about life than studying a curriculum and, you know, having an unconventional route is kind of what I want to do. And he laid out the blueprint, and, you know, I'm having all these events, spending all this time and, you know, giving back so I can, you know, one day break ground in my academy.
Okay, so you still want to do that,
oh,
obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Well, man, let's get behind Ken Bazemore and obviously helping the kids and giving back. He's one of our favorite guys, man, just to hang out with and chop it up with, and we'll be watching him soon on the court.
The new-look Hawks hitting the hardwood before you know it, man.
All right, Kent, good to see you.
All right, gentlemen.
I'll be there for that Uno belt, brother.
Hey, come on, get it.
I want the belt,
come
son!
Come on, get it.
Lose right. to an 11-year-old.
Yeah, you know what? I say that, and last time I think I lost in the second round. I was like, damn it!
Hey.
All right, man. Kent Bazemore hanging out. Good luck with everything. And, guys, go online. Again, all the information at armsfoundation.org. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey, man, Falcons talk. I was NFL Blitz. Did we get a peek behind the dysfunction at Browns camp last night on Hard Knocks?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.